Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fights of the Roundtable, the show where five bozos argue about things that don't matter. I'm the bozo hosting you through this, Matt Sinix, joined by my fellow bozos, John Avery.
What's up?
Edson Bezerra.
Hello, my children.
John Dobson. Josh Hurth.
Hello, hello.
And Matt Swearingen.
Hey,
how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, great. If we're bozos, well.
So good.
Yeah.
Would that make you the bozo host?
Yes.
Bozo
host?
I think so.
Yeah.
That is like not it. The worst pun I've ever made.
That's
Edson.
Yeah.
I have made worse puns today.
That is not the worst
pun. No, our puns
true.
Today were pretty good.
They were pretty good.
Yeah.
Nice.
They were about birds.
Cool.
Yeah.
Some of them were foul.
Yes, they were.
Yikes. Yeah. Well, today, guys, we're doing our first of a small series. We're just doing two. Thanksgiving is just around the corner here, so we're doing two food-related Thanksgiving brackets. Today, we're doing the best Thanksgiving side food. I'm pretty excited about it. I hope you guys are too. And look forward to best Thanksgiving dessert for the next episode.
But are we going to be sampling all these foods today?
Unlike our previous food episodes, we will not be eating the food live.
We will just rely on memory for this.
Okay. Yep.
That's worked out really well for us in the past.
I believe in you guys. I believe in you guys.
We're never wrong. It's fine.
That's true.
This is true.
But first, we're introducing a new segment in this episode, which I hope you guys will enjoy. We're calling it Or Doors, and I will briefly explain how this is going to work. I have five either-or options for our bozos here. And so the way this will work is I'll just ask who wants in, and someone will tell me which one they want, one through five. I'll give you your two options. You have to give me a quick, passionate argument for one of those two things. It does not have to be a
coherent
answer, if you know what I'm saying. Like, don't try and please the moderator. I don't care what you pick. I just want you to have speed. I want you to be able to react quickly. And I want a strong argument as best as you possibly can. And you won't know what they are until I tell you. Now, whoever I think does the best at this is going to earn what we're calling the final word at the end of the episode. So after all is said and done, before we play the music, that person will get to say anything they want at all. Anything, and no one can interrupt them. No one can say anything after. They get to close out the show.
I don't think I like this.
And that's how it's going
to
go. We're going to try it. So starting things off here, I got one through five. Who wants in? Who wants to go first?
I want in.
All right. One through five. Which one do you want?
Four.
Walking into a glass door or missing the last step on the stairs?
Well, obviously the worst thing would be to miss the last step on the stairs. Because walking into a glass door is kind of a painful experience in that moment when you hit the glass and there's pain involved and you feel a little bit dumb. But when you miss that last step and for one millisecond, you are sure that you've died. Like your life is over. You are dead. This isn't like a painful experience. It's just really a moment of sheer panic, and a moment where you know that you're about to meet Jesus. And so, for me, that's the terror, and that's the one. So
awesome. For the record, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Don't even think about it. Just go. That was perfect. Who wants in?
Door three.
I got one. Everything but four. John Dobson wants number three. Dial up internet or Florida traffic.
Oh. Is there a difference? They're both miserable.
You gotta pick one.
I do have to pick one. I would go for what?
You said you'd go four before
no.
It had been taken.
Why didn't anybody interrupt Matt?
He was quicker.
Yeah. You jumped right into it.
This is a really tough one, so I would pick dial-up internet, mainly because I'm a traveling locksmith, and I am in Florida traffic all day, every day, and it is miserable, especially in season. So I would take dial-up internet over Florida traffic because I live with Florida traffic every day. And honestly, I kind of miss the sound of dial-up. It's for our younger listeners.
Thank you for that reenactment. That was awesome. All right, I got one, two,
door
and
number
five.
One.
Door number one, Edson, giving a gift or receiving a gift?
Oh, giving a gift is much better. It's better to give than it is to receive. I very much enjoy the look on other people's faces when I do stuff like that, so done.
Okay, I got 2 and 5.
Two,
Josh. A soggy waffle or a burnt Pop-Tart?
Burnt Pop-Tart. So the burnt Pop-Tart, the reason is, okay, I don't do soggy anything that's bread products. So without getting too graphic on here, it would make me ill to be eating a soggy waffle. Whereas the burnt Pop-Tart, I can probably scrape off some portions of it and still manage to find something that's edible. At worst, I can dig out the insides and eat that for a sweet treat.
Okay. And that leaves John Avery with 5. Sharing a toothbrush or stepping on a Lego?
Sharing a toothbrush. Germs or whatever. I can get over it. Legos hurt forever.
Guys, good job. That was, I think everyone did great. That was exactly what I'm looking for. I got to say, I think I'm going to go with Matt on this one. He gave an impassioned argument. I felt the fear.
I got a little scared talking about it.
If I may, back in May, I missed the last step coming down some stairs out of a high rise carrying a bunch of stuff.
And he felt his
still
death.
Having therapy and injections on my knee because that's what I came down
his
on.
Knee was so scared.
Definitely. I'm with Matt on that one.
Wasn't physical therapy.
No. It's emotional.
Okay. Yeah. Emotional therapy. Still scarred. And injections. I got you.
Yes. Cool. Right. Thank you, guys. Matt. Thank you for playing our segment. So, yes, at the end, Matt will get to say anything he wants, and we can do nothing about it except listen.
And we can walk away.
Look forward to that, I suppose, but as long as you don't interrupt, that's the only thing.
Hey, guys, we get to go home early.
All right, enough of that. Thank you for listening, listeners, to our new segment. Let's get started with Best Thanksgiving Side Food. You guys ready to go?
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay. Once again, the randomizer has seeded. Maybe someday I'll manually see it again. I don't know. I kind of like not doing
it.
Why
don't you see it?
You know? Seating's so hard, man. So, randomizer has decided that our first matchup is sweet potatoes versus cranberry sauce.
Ooh. So, I don't really like sweet potatoes. I love cranberry sauce, but it's got to be the cranberry sauce out of the can with the lines. None of this real cranberry jelly with berries in it crap.
Not a compote fan?
No, I'm not. I want the gelatinous, can-shaped deliciousness.
Yes. I want to see is the part, ridges of
yeah,
the can.
The ridges have the to be there. The ridges have to be there.
Is there any better sound than it flopping out of the can?
Nope.
Because you got to like shake it. Like,
okay. Oh, no.
And then
don't
it hits
do
your
that.
Plate.
That was Whap. Really good somehow.
Not the first time he's done that.
It's like I'm there. Edson right, is I'm, in distress.
I'm ready to vote unless somebody has a really good opinion.
I can't even think of what the other option was.
Sweet potatoes.
How could you vote against sweet potatoes?
Have you eaten them?
Yes.
Yeah, they're
there
disgusting.
There is a lot more versatility in the sweet potatoes than there are in the cranberry sauce. In the cranberry sauce, which apparently you only think can come from a can, which is disgusting. It's just cranberry jelly, essentially. You have in the sweet potatoes.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Like, as you're saying that, I'm like, I think he thinks that this is a good argument. Cranberry
with
jelly sounds amazing.
Yam, you can have marshmallows on top of them. That's amazing.
I can have marshmallows on top of anything, really.
Right, I'm an adult.
Yeah. And I'll prove it by putting marshmallows on top of things.
I'm alone on this one. That's fine.
Look, I figured out recently that I apparently like sweet potatoes now.
Oh, interesting.
I didn't think I did, but I went to Wawa. They've got the Gobbler Bowl. It's really good, but it only had sweet potatoes in it. They didn't have the regular one. I was like, well, let me try it. It's actually really good, but cranberry, jelly, sauce, whatever it is the best.
Let's make it official. I'm just going to go around the circle. John Dobson.
Cranberry sauce.
Josh.
I'm going to go with sweet potatoes, but I hate both of them. But I'm going to give Edson a vote here.
Whoa.
And I think the addition of the marshmallows does put it over for
me. It's John Lennon all over again.
Yep.
That's too soon.
Still haven't gotten a single episode without bringing up Mr. Lennon. Matt.
Cranberry sauce. It's better.
Edson.
Sweet potatoes.
John Avery.
Cranberries.
Cranberry it is. 3-2. Nice. Okay.
Both be eliminated for all I care.
I do. Kudos to the randomizer because that's a good pairing, like two sweet side dishes in the first round. Like, get that out of the way kind of thing.
Randomizer does a better job.
What was the number one seed?
I'm not even afraid to admit. Hmm?
Which one of those was the number one seed?
Technically, sweet potatoes is the number one seed, but
they gone.
Yep. Since it's randomized, it doesn't really matter.
Which one we should have won?
Next up, green bean casserole and mac and cheese.
Okay.
All right.
So on the top of green bean casserole, I don't know that there's anything better than those little like those
marshmallows.
No, the onion rings.
The crispy onion straws.
The crispy onion straws that people put on top.
Onions.
That's even better. That is an amazing idea.
I gotta try.
I think I know what I'm trying for Thanksgiving. I'm just saying that green bean casserole with those Funyuns on top are amazing.
But is there cheese in it? And is it melty and gooey and amazing and the best?
Mm. No.
Well,
as you so finally pointed out,
as an adult, I can eat that anytime I want.
Or you can melt cheese and put it on top of there.
Okay. There has been a great deal of discussion about whether or not mac and cheese is a Thanksgiving side dish.
It's not, but go on.
My wife is very passionate about mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. And she agrees with me.
But it turns out that she believes that it is not a Thanksgiving side dish.
Because she's right.
Now, I vowed to her this week that we will never have a Thanksgiving, again, as long as she lives, where there's not mac and cheese available. I just feel like that's my duty to her.
You said duty.
So that she can know... I love her.
Again, we're adults.
Macaroni and cheese is so good. And green beans are my least favorite vegetable.
Okay.
So, like, there is no discussion for me here.
Okay.
It is gooey, cheesy amazingness, okay?
Yeah.
Only one of them is so good that Chick-fil-A considers it worthy of serving year-round. Okay?
Which makes it less of a Thanksgiving side, but go on.
We have all kinds of things on this bracket that you eat year-round. The fact that you eat something year-round doesn't make it a not-as-good side.
Disagree.
It means that on other days of the year, I would choose it.
Okay, now I'm not saying
whereas,
it's not
like,
as good
as green bean casserole,
side.
Like, I would never choose that, ever. There's not a single day of the year that I would choose that.
Thanksgiving.
So I'm with you in the quality of mac and cheese being better than the quality of green bean casserole. But as a Thanksgiving side, so I would say that an Oreo cream pie is better than a pumpkin pie. But if you're going to say which one's a better Thanksgiving side, the pumpkin pie is a better Thanksgiving side because it's more traditionally Thanksgiving related. So I'm not saying that I wouldn't prefer one over the other, but that's not really the question here. Question is it a better Thanksgiving side? And I don't consider mac and cheese as a Thanksgiving side because it happens so frequently.
But which one would you rather have on Thanksgiving?
I think that's what we're voting on, isn't it?
Well, yes. Yeah, but that's his point. Like, I will eat green bean casserole. I'm not a huge fan, but I'll eat it because it's there and it's Thanksgiving tradition. I'm not saying that...
If you're filling your plate and there's some good-looking mac and cheese there...
Okay.
And
hold
there's
on.
Some good-looking
yeah,
green
well,
bean
on.
Casserole.
Let's go back.
If I'm filling my plate on Thanksgiving, I'm making sure I put everything on my plate that
well, but,
I possibly
but
can.
For the sake goodness. Of this conversation, what we're doing here is that you can only choose one. So you can only put one of them on your plate. What are you putting on your plate?
Green bean casserole. Like, that's what I would do because in this instance with that argument, then I would say I can only choose one of those two. I would choose the green bean casserole because that is more Thanksgiving to me. Now,
I'd
let's go back
something
a step, though.
It's also... I also think that because of scarcity, like, I'm not going to have green bean casserole 364 other days of the year. This day is a day that I would have it. Mm-hmm. I can have mac and cheese literally several times a day, every day a year.
Yeah, you can even get, like, snack-sized portions.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is...
Nice. You guys know that they have all the ingredients for green bean casserole year-round, right?
Yes.
But like, we don't choose it because it's not as good.
I can also have turkey any day I want to as well, too.
Yeah, we don't choose it because it's not as good.
But I don't think...
mac and cheese.
I don't think the scarcity argument, it really is that big of a deal. Like,
really?
I can make all of these things anytime I want.
But right now, I don't have the ingredients for green bean casserole in my house. I do have mac and cheese in my house.
Because it's better.
No, it's because he doesn't eat vegetables.
That's not true. I like vegetables.
Funyuns don't count.
Okay, so just for clarification purposes, though, let's discuss the mac and cheese that we're talking about here. Because if it's... regular Kraft mac and cheese.
It is homemade. No.
Yes.
Baked in the oven. There's probably breadcrumbs on top. Mm. Mac and cheese.
So like a mac and cheese casserole.
Yes.
Pretty much. You got to have that crumble, right?
Bacon or no bacon?
I don't think that matters. It's
to
like,
me, it's oh, a, I think oh, it does oh. matter.
Well, no, I think what Matt's saying is the more distinguishing difference. Like, you know, the box stuff versus
as you can get.
Like baked, you know, home cooked. Mm. I don't know. I feel like that's the big difference.
So if I'm at a Thanksgiving and everybody's bringing something and someone's contribution is Easy Mac, I feel like they didn't do their part.
No, they didn't.
No,
right?
But
so
if
that's
they
why
made,
I'm asking.
If they made mac and cheese, mm-hmm. like they brought it, they baked it, it's got breadcrumbs on top, it's got bacon in it, and it's just like good mac and cheese. Are you more excited when they walk in or when the green bean casserole person
right,
walks in?
Right, but my point of this is that it, as a quintessential, what's found at Thanksgiving meals is green bean casserole. Your wife, who loves mac and cheese, said, mac and cheese, not really a Thanksgiving side dish. We happen to have an early Thanksgiving meal with our life group, and I posed this question to them today. I'm like, hey, what do you guys consider as a side dish? And I said, mac and cheese, and they're like, all of them looked at me and go, no, sounds like it'd be great, but no.
What's the average age of your life group?
12.
No, physical age, not mental.
I'd say 32.
Still 12.
So, because when I was at work the other day, I posed this question to the crew that was in the booth with me, and I didn't get a single no to mac and cheese.
And they're all millennials.
Average age was probably mid-20s, yeah.
I will also say
change
that
with the times. Do you wear a smartwatch? Do you carry a smartphone? Like, things have gotten better.
My phone's out.
You can embrace it.
Things have also gotten worse. So,
you don't have to start your car with your feet anymore.
I had a crank on the front of the car. Thank you very much.
I just barely overshot the car
with my feet one time. Well, when we did the Instagram poll, 71% of the people said that it was a Thanksgiving side, which only tells me that 71% of the people are wrong. So I am ready to vote, and I'm voting green bean casserole.
I just want to say a quick shout-out to everyone who responded to that poll. Thank you, because we were deliberating on whether or not to include it. So thank you, Instagram voters. We appreciate your input.
I just feel
all
like
four of you.
It's yes. more traditional, therefore I choose it, even though I think it's worse, is like
a terrible argument.
Man, it is just.
But it's not the better food.
It's like a description of how things die. Is like, I think that this is worse. And I know that there's a better way to do it. I know there's a better way to do business. I know that there's a thing that even I would like more, that 71% of people would like more, but I'm going to choose the less desirable option because it's what we chose in the past, is the definition of how things die. It's how companies die. It's how organizations die. It's how churches die.
It's how this argument
dies.
It's
how this podcast is going to die.
It's how this podcast dies. So
I would say I've never had mac and cheese as a side dish at Thanksgiving.
Preach.
And I'm not saying it wouldn't make it better, but I don't feel like I've been missing out my whole life because that hasn't been included in my Thanksgiving, where green bean casserole has been at every Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy green bean casserole. So my vote is going to be for green bean casserole because that is, to me, a traditional Thanksgiving side dish. Now, little caveat to that, we have sauerkraut at our Thanksgiving, which is not a traditional.
Therefore, your argument is null and void.
Side dish, but.
So how do you feel about voting with him now, Josh?
I'm fine. I'm fine with it because whatever helps me win.
Can we replace his vote with the Instagram vote?
But there's also, you know, there is some German heritage in my family, so it's not completely random.
Well, I think we're going to make an official vote here. I'm legitimately not sure how this is going to turn out. I'm going to start the other direction this time. John, Avery.
It is obviously mac and cheese.
Shut up. Green bean casserole. Or mac and cheese, Edson.
I thought you were calling me green bean casserole.
would you like to?
I like it so much.
It's obviously green bean casserole.
Matt.
It's mac and cheese.
One each, Josh.
No, it's not. It is almost like mac and cheese.
Go with it. Go
green
with it.
Green bean casserole.
Officially.
Officially.
Okay. And John Dobson.
It's green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole moves on 3-2.
But I will say when I get home tonight, I'd rather have mac and cheese.
Yeah, because it's better.
Because it's not Thanksgiving.
Fair. All right, sorry. One second.
Thanksgiving with you and bring amazing mac and cheese and tell you that you're only allowed to eat that green
Matt,
bean
lucky
casserole.
For you, don't you get the final word tonight.
Don't threaten me.
That's
with a
true.
Good time.
Yes, I do get the final word tonight.
This, dwell on this, yes. You might be hearing about it later. Okay, next up, we have mashed potatoes and gravy and stuffing.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Me too.
I am.
This is.
I have no idea how this is going
to
go.
I have no idea which way I would vote on this, and I was hoping to hear an argument.
Oh, yeah, no. This goes back to my waffle thing earlier. I don't like wet bread products at all. So stuffing, and when it's sometimes can be like that mushy, and no. For me, it's potatoes all the way.
Yeah. It's mashed potatoes and gravy.
Every meal is made better by mashed potatoes. I can leave the gravy. I'm not a gravy fan, but I love mashed potatoes.
They're both classics. That's why I got to have a little pull, but I think mashed potatoes and gravy clearly better. Like, you can have good stuffing, but it's not a guarantee. And mashed potatoes are almost always good.
So, I agree with you guys for the most part, except that I can see so much more variety in stuffing than I do in mashed potatoes. It's basically just mashed potatoes. And
are they cheese focused? What kind of gravy did I put on top of them? Or is there bacon in it? Do I choose to eat the mashed potatoes and my corn is kind of one combined thing?
Yes, always.
There's a great amount of variety that you can do in mashed potatoes, sir. I reject your opinion.
No.
I'm here for this. Keep it going.
I cannot wait for Matt's final word.
Right?
Me too.
He's in rare form.
I'm interested to see.
He's in rare form tonight.
Very angry.
Choose
I have nothing
wisely.
Else to say.
Yeah, there are too many ways that somebody can ruin stuffing / dressing, whatever you call it.
It's stuffing.
I definitely call it stuffing.
Yeah,
who
I always call it stuffing.
Dressing?
My wife.
Wrong people.
Because she does not believe that turkey should be stuffed with it.
Like, right, because it just dries the turkey out.
Right.
So I'm with that. Although I always enjoyed stuffing the turkey when
it's
I was
traditionally
up.
Dry meat. Let's put some bread inside and see what happens.
Soak up all that moisture.
Even if you're not literally stuffing it, dressing goes on salad. It's stuffing.
Yeah, exactly. It is stuffing,
yes,
but there.
That's what I.
Oh no, I've had some really good stuffings. I've had some really awful stuffings. I don't think I've ever really had bad mashed potatoes.
I don't know. Yeah, I've had really bland
mashed potatoes. Especially if it's got gravy to make up for it.
That I had to put like a ton of salt and a ton of butter and a ton of other things.
That's because
myself.
They weren't
well,
prepared
they just didn't
right.
make them right.
Right.
Exactly.
Because
well,
you should
I,
do that to begin with.
That's the same argument. But what I'm saying though is, if I end up with bad mashed potatoes where they're just really plain. I can just complete the process of making it there on my plate by adding the salt and pepper and butter.
Yeah,
they
just
should have done that for me ahead
stuffing,
of time. But I can't correct the stuffing.
Yeah, you just got bad stuffing.
Sometimes life's a gamble. Sometimes you strike out. Sometimes you hit a home run. I'm just saying.
Sometimes you get a stale Butterfinger.
That's right.
I get it.
I'm ready to vote.
It's fair.
Too. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to start across the way here. Matt.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Mashed potatoes and gravy. Edson.
Stuffing.
One each. Josh.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Just skip around here. Okay. And how about John Dobson?
Mashed potatoes.
There it is. How about John Avery?
Taters and gravy.
There you go. 4-1.
Different dish altogether.
It's not the tots. Just taters.
What's taters?
I did not say tots.
Potatoes.
Thank you. Someone got that. Okay. Last up here. Corn casserole versus rolls.
Oh.
If you get a really good roll, it's great, like butter and everything. But to me, corn casserole is bready enough to be my bread portion of this. Corn casserole is
true.
More complete.
You also have a very tight window in which you can enjoy a biscuit when it's hot and fresh, as opposed to if it's sitting there for any length of time. Eating it cold is not as good.
Are these biscuits or are they rolls?
Yeah, I was going to ask for clarification. Rolls. Okay. I was thinking.
Rolls.
Sorry, I was thinking of biscuits.
That's fair because I think there's a lot of variety that can happen with the main bread at Thanksgiving.
Yes, I just need to know because it affects.
So
now then, for sure, it's going to be the corn casserole.
Okay, so for me, I love having leftover rolls because we always had a ton of rolls. Put a little bit of turkey on there with some barbecue sauce and have little turkey sliders at the end of the day.
Maybe you got a sandwich going.
Yeah, I got to have rolls at my Thanksgiving.
You put barbecue sauce in your leftovers, but you vote tradition on green bean casserole?
Yeah.
Yep, I have so many feelings about
it. What is wrong with you? The main meal is different from leftovers.
Yeah, I get that.
Yes.
Okay, also, though, we're going like, ah, quintessential Thanksgiving. And then, like, I know rolls are, like, something you would always have at Thanksgiving, but they're not, like, inherently Thanksgiving. Like, a corn casserole
But they are inherently good.
Or, yeah, okay. No, sir.
He just short-circuited.
He's like, he had so many thoughts. He's like, which one's going to come out first? Like, I don't know.
No, that's the exact argument I placed with mac and cheese. So, this time I'm going to say that the corn casserole, at our house it's called corn bake, but, you know, it's
that's
fine. It's we're talking about the same thing, right? Yep. is better and more like quintessential Thanksgiving for me. So it's hitting on both of those.
Josh.
Okay. Yeah, no, I understand where you're coming from. I disagree with you, but I get where you come from. It's a valid argument. I just, for me, I think the same way I did about the mac and cheese is that when I think of Thanksgiving, I automatically go to rolls because it's always been a consistent there. And corn casserole, when it's there, I could take it or leave it. So
we didn't always have corn casserole. We had corn. And I love a good corn casserole, but I really love just like straight corn mixed in with my mashed potatoes because that is amazing.
I feel like both things should be on your table on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
A corn casserole and corn.
Agreed.
So.
Yeah. Agreed.
That makes this Midwest boy real happy. Have corn, people.
So pretty much we should just have a plate of starch and carbs and
sounds great.
Butter.
And then this episode is brought to you by the state of Iowa.
Yeah, we are talking about Thanksgiving. Yeah. So
I give thanks that I can have carbs. That
and
day.
Only carbs.
You guys ready to vote?
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Yes.
We're going to start with John Avery.
Corn casserole.
One for corn casserole. How about Josh?
Rolls.
One each. How about John Dobson?
Rolls.
How about Edson Bezerra?
I feel that Avery's argument of a corn casserole that is a bread enough to be a bread in place of rolls. I'm going with Avery. Corn casserole.
Thank you, sir.
Nice. All tied up. Matt.
Corn casserole it is.
Boom.
Corn casserole, yeah.
It felt like a spite vote, is all I'm saying.
It kind of did.
Like, take that, green bean casserole. I feel like that's what that was.
He was team corn casserole from the start.
I don't know. It was definitely directed.
So my mom makes the corn bake that we call. It's the only thing we actually ask her to make it the day before because we like it better as leftovers, we learned, because the flavors meld even more.
Yeah. I get that.
And so, no, it's a very Thanksgiving item.
It's like
she makes it the day before. We put it in the fridge. We warm it up the next day for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Nice. Well, it's moving on, and that does it for round one because we're just doing eight this time. You guys feeling pretty good so far?
Mostly,
hungry?
Yes.
Well, mostly.
Very hungry.
Yeah, I hear that. Before we move on to round two, this episode is brought to you by our sponsor for the week, Tiger Milk. Mom. Are you tired of having your children dragging themselves through the day? Finding yourself wishing you had a less healthy alternative to water? Then look no further than Tiger Milk. This entirely fictitious product will provide the boost your kids need to survive those dull holidays without friends or family visiting. Tiger Milk is whole milk filtered through Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. It provides all that beautiful Frosted Flakes flavor with none of the satisfaction of having a meal or the nutrition supplied as a part of a balanced breakfast. Tiger Milk. Kellogg's Frosted Flakes is a registered trademark of a Kellogg's brand and in no way endorses this fictitious product. 5,000 round tables not responsible for damages done by your unruly children should they imbibe any amount of Tiger Milk. Thank you to our sponsor. You guys ready for round two?
Yep.
Yes.
Wow.
All right. We're moving on.
I'm going to go buy some Tiger Milk right now.
I want 10 gallons
of Tiger Milk.
Have some Tiger Milk at Thanksgiving, guys. Maybe make your mashed potatoes with it.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. All right. We have cranberry sauce, jelly, whatever you want to call it, versus green bean casserole.
Sorry, I was not focused on the moderator at all.
So sorry.
We're really talking about this Tiger Milk thing now.
Yeah. Sorry. That's my bad.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's a thing. Cranberry sauce versus green bean casserole.
I'm ready to vote.
Yep. Yeah.
There's I have no idea.
There doesn't need to be an argument on this one whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I might be going different than you guys, but I can't stand cranberries. So for me, it's going to be the green bean casserole because I prefer it better and prefer it better. No, prefer it more. And it's overall better because it's traditional still. the eye rolls from John Avery over there. It was nice. But I also just like it better.
I think
the traditional inclusion is a garbage argument when you're going up against cranberry sauce.
Yeah. You literally have it traditional. Like
I'm not saying
Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I'm not saying it's not traditional. I'm saying it is still traditional. Both are traditional. So it's good. So it doesn't get automatically eliminated in my book because it's less traditional. That's all I'm saying.
That's it.
Something that I always look forward to every year is having a slice of canned Jell-O. No, I think that that's garbage. I totally prefer the green bean casserole over the...
You're garbage.
...shaped Jell-O.
Are we ready to vote them down?
Right.
Are we? Yeah. Yeah. John Avery, you got anything for us, man?
I mean, they're both classics, and I do love them both. I think when it comes to Thanksgiving, I can do without a sweet or fruity option on it. I want my plate to be all hearty, and so there I go, green bean casserole. I do love them both.
John Avery.
Is a genius.
Look, man.
Yeah, we're bozos tonight.
The plate is hearty.
Surrounded by idiots.
Bozos.
Guys, it's cranberry sauce.
No.
It has the ridges of the can on it.
Cranberry Jell-O.
It made that sound when you took it out that Josh can do, but I can't.
You don't need it again.
Yeah, I'm good. If you want to hear it, just rewind, all right?
I just can't believe this.
I thought we were fine. I really thought we were fine, John. I was sure of it.
What is this world coming to?
I don't know.
Well, senses.
Hold on.
Get everybody else first.
You never know. When the official vote is tallied, I don't know. Weird things have happened. So
again, like I don't even see cranberry sauce in the store until Thanksgiving. I'm sure it's there, but it's not very prominent. Like,
I'm sure it's there.
So your argument is I've never noticed it, therefore it doesn't exist.
Yes.
It might exist, thus nullifying my argument, but I don't know.
But I never crave it until Thanksgiving. And I like my Thanksgiving meal is not that good if cranberry sauce is not involved.
So if I
cranberry
just
sauce is also very much involved in my leftover sandwich sliders. I don't do barbecue sauce, but I put cranberry sauce on its
question.
Roll.
When it's
turkey,
leftover,
cranberry
does
sauce,
it still make the plorp sound when you plop it onto the plate?
Plorp sound.
That's just when you're getting it out of the can.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
plorp is a sound.
Which
that you
is a process
feel.
Because you can't cut it, you can't like spoon it out.
You need the ridges.
Yeah. It has to come out as a solid
plorp.
Plorp.
So it's essential to my leftovers.
Yeah.
Green beans have never been essential to anything in my life. So
petition to make plorp an official unit of measurement.
Yeah. Position
I
granted.
Second. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. I'm going to start with Edson.
Green bean casserole.
One for green bean casserole. John Dobson.
Cranberry sauce.
Matt.
Cranberry sauce.
Josh.
Green bean casserole.
John.
Things are developing here. After
exactly
thinking it over in much deep consideration.
Don't let him just influence you that way.
The green bean casserole has green beans.
My influence.
Right.
It's got the
and
bacon.
Casserole.
That's what I want to have.
And it's got cream mushroom soup and then the French fried onions on top. It is simple. It is delicious. It is traditional.
If you get a list,
how
you get a list of those things.
Yeah, that was simple.
Every single thing
soup
you described
and beans
also
and
applied to cranberry sauce.
Yeah, thanks for losing the argument for us. Listen.
Those are all wonderful things.
I'll give you a 20.
And they apply even more so to cranberry sauce.
No. Cranberry sauce has no bacon. If you have bacon,
no, but your descriptors, not your ingredients. And hey, I'm an adult. I'll put bacon where I want to.
If your argument for cranberry sauce had been there's options for cranberry sauce, you can either buy it straight out of the can if you're lazy or don't know how to cook, or you can like make something impressive, right? If you could, or you can like doctor it up and make something impressive from fresh cranberries and like just, I would go for that. But your argument is you can put a plorp of cranberry sauce onto a plate that could stand on its own that your dog may or may not consider food.
Do you understand how much weight a plorp carries?
Listeners, please send us your plorp pictures this Thanksgiving.
Oh, no,
oh,
don't.
Oh, no, yeah, do not Google plorp. Yeah.
I don't even know how you spell plorp.
P-L-O-R-P.
Yeah, I didn't think it was
obviously.
That
yeah.
Oh,
I just feel like
say,
my argument, I feel like the argument is that green bean casserole has a little bit more depth to it than a can.
Besides, I don't know that it does.
You don't want sweet on your plate with all that. You don't want that.
But it is a good.
Going with the balance out, all that savory with a little bit of
good
sweet.
Break.
Final word.
And to me,
final word.
To me, green bean casserole isn't even the best casserole, and so I'm going to go with cranberry sauce.
Oh. Yes.
Woo! Always wait for the official vote. So much. Always wait for the official vote.
I was real nervous there.
Woo!
Cranberry sauce moves on in a surprise twist. Surprise twist.
You're going home either way.
All right. Next up, mashed potatoes and gravy versus corn casserole.
Okay.
Wow.
So I so much enjoy, like, when my wife makes, because I don't make anything, my wife does it all. Well, I very much enjoy when she makes a fully loaded mashed potatoes, like adds in sour cream, bacon, some cheddar cheese. Oh, it's so good. So I very much enjoy that every year. Sometimes she makes them from scratch, and so you have, like, the potato skins in there still a little bit. Like, that's just one of those things that's just super enjoyable. I don't know of very many different ways you can make corn casserole. I mean, it's sweet. Like, you know, cranberry sauce. But I feel like mashed potatoes are probably the better option in this matchup.
So I'm pretty emotionally invested in both of these. I am a Mariner High School alumni, and so during my time in high school, Tuesdays were mashed potato Tuesdays.
We're talking about Thanksgiving.
And
that's on Thursday.
What a bit.
And it's a real thing. Like, mashed potato Tuesdays, like, it does something to me, you know?
Yep.
And so also mashed potatoes just in any form are beautiful and magical, and you can do so many things with them. It's such great variety. On the other hand, though, my family's, like, corn casserole for Thanksgiving is one of a not very long list of recipes that I made sure that my wife got from my mom before we got married. So I think I'm going to have to go corn casserole for Thanksgiving. It is more quintessential Thanksgiving, and it's so good. I don't know that it's like mashed potatoes aren't quintessential Thanksgiving. It's just they're available at all times and wonderful at all times and available everywhere all the time versus something that is Thanksgiving and is so good.
I feel like Josh is hyperventilating over here.
I mean, so for me, I'm going to let him hyperventilate a little more.
Yeah, go for it.
I need to have cranberry sauce from a can, and I need to have mashed potatoes. I don't care what else is on the table. Well, and turkey and rolls. Like, those are my four. Like, I need those. Other than that, I don't care, like, what vegetable or starch or whatever you want to call it. Like, I got to have mashed potatoes. Got to have mashed potatoes.
Because with mashed potatoes, you accomplish both vegetable and starch.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Who else?
Listen. Edson's looking at me like he's waiting to hear what I'm going to say so he can immediately tell me I'm wrong. I have a real hard time with this one, actually. Even though mashed potatoes and gravy is one of my favorite foods ever, the fact that you can only get, generally speaking, corn casseroles on only a Thanksgiving, maybe Christmas meal type side dish does factor into this for me, because we do have potatoes more often, far more often, than corn casserole. But it doesn't mean that's not a traditional Thanksgiving side dish. So for me, the fact that it is mashed potatoes and gravy as a unit, that helps, because I like dipping the rolls into the mashed potatoes and gravy. I think that's fantastic. So I'm going to lean towards the mashed potatoes and gravy.
Ooh, so I just thought of, if I don't choose mashed potatoes and gravy in our thing here, is this, does that mean there are no mashed potatoes and gravy at my meal? Because if there's no gravy, what am I going to cover up the dry turkey with, you know?
That's true.
That is true.
Mm. But if you cook the turkey properly, it shouldn't be dry.
I'd just cover it in mashed potatoes.
I mean, that's an interesting perspective. Like, are we thinking of this, obviously turkey is the main event. Are we thinking of this as, like, if you could pick one of these to go with your turkey? Is that the... I suppose for most people, but... I don't know. It's however you guys want to
A great
approach
man
it.
Once said, with great mashed potatoes comes great consumability.
Sure. I'll take your word
cool,
for
cool,
it.
Cool, cool, cool.
Anyone else have arguments? Does anyone need to be swayed? New Santlers, anybody?
I don't know. I love both of these. I don't think anybody's going to sway me one way or the other. Corn casserole does have, it's a little more special, a little more holiday-ish. But mashed potatoes and gravy feels like more of a staple, and it works well with the rest of the plate. So, I don't know. Just don't pick me first.
Gotcha. All right.
Not necessarily last.
Let's go and do a vote.
Again.
Let's go and do a vote. I feel like I'm going to start with someone who knows exactly what they want. John Dobson.
Mashed potatoes.
One for mashed potatoes. How about Edson?
Two for mashed potatoes.
Two for mashed potatoes. Josh?
Mashed potatoes is the winner.
There you go.
That makes it easy.
Didn't mean to pick all the mashed potatoes. Just wanted to skip around. I thought John and Matt were the most on the fence. So, just curious, though. How would you guys have voted?
I think I'm going taters and gravy. I think it's just too much of a staple.
I can't let corn casserole get 5-0'd.
Honestly, it would have happened the other way, too.
Big respect. Okay. And now we're going into the final for this mini 8 series here. We have cranberry sauce versus mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, dang. I swear if you guys choose cranberry over this, we're going to have real problems. I will fight.
I don't know, man. That plorp is real good.
It's plorp. It's plorp, but like, guys, it's mashed potatoes and gravy. It's mashed potatoes and gravy. And it's not going up. It's mashed potatoes and gravy. I'm good.
Right. I think I know how this is going to go, but I'm voting for cranberry sauce.
You're wrong. This is why we're replacing you on this podcast.
Irreplaceable.
Even now, I have no idea how this is going to go. But I think I've one of each so far. I'm not going to officially tally yet because it's the final. Edson's going to go last. Josh, what are your thoughts, man?
Mashed potatoes and gravy all the way.
John Avery?
Boom.
Got any?
Same argument as last time. It's too much of a staple. Taters and gravy.
Okay, well, let's go and do the proper official vote then. I'm going to start here with John Avery since I spoke to him last. One for taters and gravy. How about Matt?
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
John Dobson.
We voted already.
We got to do it official.
I thought we did.
You guys have yelled at me before for not doing. Things can change, all right?
Cranberry sauce.
One for cranberry sauce. Josh.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
So there you have it.
Two votes for mashed potatoes and gravy.
Edson, how would you have voted, man?
Which time?
Corn casserole. But in this round.
Frosted Flakes.
Tiger milk. Tiger milk mashed potatoes.
That's what I'm saying. Make them with the tiger,
tiger milk.
Corn casserole.
Well, I was thinking tiger milk with the sweet potato casserole.
But I don't like sweet potatoes.
Well, me either.
That's a waste of tiger milk.
But it's sweet.
It's true.
Mashed potatoes.
Or it might enhance the sweet potatoes into something edible.
No, I think tiger milk in the corn casserole would be.
I feel like it might be a little too sweet.
I don't know.
I guess there's only one way to find out.
Yep.
What was your vote? I never actually got it.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes takes it 4-1.
Yes.
Boom. You guys aren't wrong, but you're not completely right either.
I feel like we
are.
So there you have it. Have some mashed potatoes and gravy. Not that I would ever doubt that people would leave that out, but make sure you have it because it is the best Thanksgiving side food. Make sure it's on the table this year. As always, everyone, thank you for listening to our podcast. Please check us out on social media and participate in our polls. Sometimes you might be able to influence if something like mac and cheese makes its way onto the bracket. You never know. But with that being said, Mr. Matt, close us out with your final word.
Absolutely. I wanted to take this moment to discuss an issue that's near and dear to my heart. And it's one of very few political issues that I'm passionate about. And it is hashtag pockets for women. Many times I've learned that women will buy clothing with pockets that don't actually exist. It's just a fake pocket. Or their pockets are so small that you could barely get a finger into that pocket. And I believe that women deserve pockets. I believe that they deserve pockets big enough to carry an iPhone X in an OtterBox. And this is just something that I would like to stand by. Hashtag pockets for women.
I can have marshmallows on top of anything, really.
Right, I'm an adult.